And on the line now, joining us as he does every Saturday morning at 9:30, is Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Terrific. And I noticed your references to sunshine.
Yes.
did you have an early morning fog up there?
Not to speak of, really.
No,
yeah,
not so
well,
much.
we had quite a fog here. However, it's all just burnt off, and before it left, of course, it left its marks on the trees, just a beautiful frost hanging on the trees. But that's quickly going to be dissipating now, but we got plenty of sunlight, and this makes it even better. We are now at the vernal equinox, and as of a couple of days ago, we now have more sunlight every day than we have darkness.
That will
continue way into late September, so yeah, you're using sunlight as that's a good promoter at this night. Also, I hope you had a chance to get out last night to see the full moon.
It was mostly cloudy.
Yeah.
Mostly cloudy. I mean, it was light out. It was sort of that diffuse light, but...
Well, you know, one thing about the moon, it does show up in other nights. It's not just one night. So you'll have another opportunity. Now, astronomers are aware of this, and they pass on the information to us. The orbit of the moon around the Earth is not a perfect circle, and therefore sometimes it gets closer than others. Well, the moon right now is at its closest. I mean, right now, like today, is at its closest that it's been in any time in 18 years. And that's why when we see the full moon, as it looked like last night, it looks bigger than usual. Yeah, it's quite a spectacular sighting. So worthwhile to get out there, but of course Mother Nature needs to give us some clear skies in order to see it. Other things of note, yes, this is the time, as I said, of the vernal equinox. We changed our clocks last weekend, which means the light goes way later into the evening. Now dark again in the morning, and so my early morning walks have to be taken in the dark, but there's always plenty of things going on in the dark. I noticed, as an example, as I step out for the walk, I always like to check the bird feeders first. And the flying squirrels were still around from the night. They feed usually in the evening and apparently come back for some more before they go into sleep for the day. And then we have a cottontail rabbit that's been visiting the feeder almost always in the mornings. And raccoons, now that they've woken up, have been visiting as well. So they were all out there in the darkness. And then as I stepped out for the walk, I heard the call of a barred owl. The barred owls have been calling virtually every night, quite a lot lately. But as I continued to walk, I got that really terrific sound. I heard a saw-whet owl calling. The saw-whet owl is a tiny owl, could fit in your hand. They make a high-pitched kind of a beep, 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 often compared to what you hear when a you know, something like a garbage truck is backing up, that kind of sound. And it was out there one morning, early morning, about 6 o'clock, and then I went back to the same area the next morning, and it was out there calling again. Now, this is calling on territory and planning to nest. I don't know. I don't think where it was is the kind of place I'd expect them to nest. It looked like it was too open for them. But I'll leave that up to the saw-whet owl. It's still a terrific sound. Another terrific sound happened in the daytime as I was walking along the road here. I had been hearing pileated woodpeckers doing their loud drumming. I had heard that quite a while already, a couple weeks ago. But this time, it was had the song, their song along with it, which they are pretty silent birds. And to hear the song several times, as I did that day and then again the next day, was a good example of spring moving along in the lives of the pileated woodpeckers. In addition to that, we have some open spots along the St. Louis River. There is one area where, there, because of the moving water, it almost never freezes over completely. Well, as we get into March, that spot grows and grows and grows. And last week I talked about how otters were coming out there. Well, this week with more open water, it was some migrants that started to show up. Had a couple of Canada geese one day, and I went back the next day, and the number was up to about a dozen. And then with them was a trumpeter swan. Now, trumpeter swans are not the migratory ones. The migratory ones that come through here are the tundra swans, and they're a little smaller, but this is the large trumpeter swan, the largest of all of our swans. And they have a story of how they were at one time fairly common in Minnesota, and they were completely extirpated and survived only out west in a few places. And then they've been reintroduced, and they've done very well. And now they show up almost always in the early spring. Some of them even nest in the region But most of the ones that winter with us winter a little bit to the west of here. There's some open water along the Mississippi River to the west of here mm-hmm. where they will winter. And then they come wandering over this way in March. And I saw one on one day. The next day I went back and I saw three of them. So these are the trumpeter swans, another terrific sign of spring. With them were the common golden eyes that spend the winter with us and a few common mergansers. And if that's not enough, during another walk I saw a terrific sighting that I had been anticipating for a while, and that was the first chipmunk of the season. I heard one call, their usual distress call. They give that little chip, kind of an alarm. Mm-hmm. And then I looked over and where the noise came from, and sure enough, I saw the little critter running with the stripes on the face. Now, it's easy to confuse chipmunks with some of the various ground squirrels and even a tree squirrel, but if you see the stripes on its face, that obviously is what gives it away. If that's not enough, in some of the sunny sights this week, I saw ladybugs waking up from their hibernation and a few kind of flies, one of being the crane fly. There's some early crane flies that when they wake up and start flying around, people right away associate them with mosquitoes. Now, we in Minnesota are so proud of our mosquitoes, we want to call everything a mosquito. But this time of the year, it's pretty unusual. It's possible. I have seen them this time of year, but it's pretty unusual. I always told my students when they saw early mosquitoes, I said, don't believe it until you catch it and bring it in, or if you have evidence of actually, you know, some it had taken some blood from you, but no, otherwise I wouldn't believe it. And then, of course, keep your eyes out. We have plenty of sunlight, and these sunny days, if we have a couple of sunny days in a row here, even if we have a couple of sunny days, they don't even have to be in a row, we will have the crocuses starting to open up. Boy, I was just looking at them outside now here. The shoots are up out of the ground. They're just waiting. I usually find a single clear day is usually not enough to get the first one to open up. It takes a couple of clear days, and I notice we have rain in the forecast for tomorrow, so we'll see what happens. And then if you keep looking at the trees, you know, the alder catkins are reaching maturity, and the silver maples will soon be in bloom. And yes, spring is happening. Happy vernal equinox.
Happy vernal equinox to you. I thought of you the other day, Larry.
Oh my gosh, I hope I didn't ruin anything.
No. It was, I was home, and I was upstairs, and I heard this scritch, 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 and there was a little squirrel looking, trying to climb up. He had climbed up the screen porch and up onto the railing of the deck upstairs, and he was looking for a way in. And I was like, oh, no, you don't. So I opened up the door and scared him, and he launched. It was a flying squirrel.
Congratulations.
I know.
Was it in the daytime?
It was in the daytime.
That's even rarer.
I know. Launched and flew to a pine tree and scampered down because I had scared him so. But I thought, oh, Larry Weber.
Well, congratulations. As I used to tell my students, there a lot of people see them fly, but it's at night. As I used to tell my students, seeing one do that performance in the daytime, most people never see it.
Well, there you go.
Wow, you are definitely to be congratulated.
Thank you, Larry.
Yes, and thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You too.
Sure, bye.